Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is art. It's a woman in a blue dress. Our guest is Kristen Avancino, an extraordinary lady. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Sean Carey, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Kristen Avancino, President and CEO of the E.L. Wiegand Foundation, and also the head of Arte Italia. Now, for those that are watching and listening that are not familiar, I just want to throw out a few things here of my experience with Arte Italia. First of all, the foundation took the Hardy House, which was a beautiful old building, and completely refurbished it to where it is just absolutely gorgeous. And you've been putting on a series of dinners over the last few years where you've invited chefs from Italy to come over, bring as much product as they can, bring machinery as they can, to create the basis for looking at the Italian heritage that we have in Northern Nevada and to memorialize that, but in a very living way. You charge people $50 a head to come to the dinners, and then you donate all the money.
Yes.
And it goes to St. Vincent's, where they feed the homeless and the hungry. There was a function you did a couple of months ago where you had a party to honor Mayor Bob Cashel of Reno for being the Citizen of the Year. And again, you didn't charge anybody for this function. And in fact, at one point, I believe you said, you know, this is one of those affairs that you don't have to pay.
Correct.
And then, to the surprise of 90% of the crowd, you walked out with a $100,000 check to go towards the St. Vincent's.
Correct.
What is going on here?
Oh, what is going on? Philanthropy at its best in benevolent action. And when we set out to honor the pioneers of our Truckee Meadows, primarily Italian families, immigrants who came over the pass in the 1800s, we set out to do it in a unique way, to marry culinary arts and art exhibition. And we've been busy. Over the last few years, we have hosted 15 chefs and 12 exhibits. And you are correct. We have raised, because of that participation with these honorable master chefs, $37,000 directly sent to St. Vincent's Dining Room. And our exhibits have spanned the scope of behind barbed wires, a study of Italians behind closed doors during World War II, to a very esoteric, lofty look at Impressionism in Venice. So we have become no longer an infant. We are in our adolescent period. We want to be known. We won't misbehave, but we do want people to know what we do, to know that we are practicing this give back in the Arts Corridor in downtown Reno on a monthly basis. I have dreams, and I will tell you, because no one remains complacent. And yes, we did honor Mayor Cashel for all of his extraordinary efforts in making Arte Italia come online. We awarded a $100,000 grant to St. Vincent's, not to support operating costs or to fund new ovens, but to force them to dream. What do we need to do at St. Vincent's to create an even better service vehicle for our campus on 4th Street? You know that when we awarded the $1 million grant in 2005, we knew that we would be feeding on a daily basis between 450 and 500 folks. Today, and I witnessed it a month ago, we are feeding over 1,000 people a day at St. Vincent's Dining Room. And Chef Ray has been extraordinarily talented in stretching good product to meet the needs of an ever-growing constituency. So it's real. It's good work. It's hard work. But it is monies that are raised and are immediately dispersed to the community. And I would also say that every exhibit that we have hosted over the years has never had attached to it a fee, so that when Arte Italia's doors are open, they're open literally to everyone in the Truckee Meadows, and we would hope in the eastern Northern California area as well.
And of course to all of our friends in Southern Nevada who want to visit. You have a huge exhibit that just started, and I want to get to that, so let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll explore the next move for Arte Italia. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kristen Avancino, who is president and CEO of the E.L. Wiegand Foundation, and also heads up with her husband, Skip, the Arte Italia project here in Northern Nevada. You pulled off a huge coup last year by bringing this magnificent painting to Northern Nevada. You have done it again. Tell us about the woman in a blue dress.
Oh, my goodness. The woman in the blue dress. I call her a rock star in the art world. She is the finest work that Tiziano Michelio produced, Titian. She is a work on canvas, 26 by 29 inches. She has just been restored so that the luminosity and the vibrance of that blue dress just radiates from the gorgeous 17th century frame. Titian is, by all regards of art historians and scholars, the big sun with small moons surrounding him. So this is the best of the best. And I suppose people would say, all right, this is a woman that was created in 1536. So what? What relevancy does this have in the age of 2011 in a very unique situation in Northern Nevada? Everything. When participants come to the Nevada Museum of Art, they are enraptured by her magnetism. She draws them into her world. And quite frankly, viewers start asking questions. Who is this? Why did he paint her? Who does she love? Who loves her? Why this decorous jewelry? Everything. So we set out at Arte Italia to answer those questions. And all of the didactic, educational, surrounding exhibits, video, map of High Renaissance Venice, what created the environmental aspects which created this work of art, are present. And the surprise, which we're so proud to present, is a recreation of La Bella's gown, created by Heather Piper in a very small town, northern New York state, right outside of Rochester, New York. So we have a woman, a small entrepreneur, her business is called A Very Happy Seamstress, creating the gown, which really does typify the elegance of this golden age represented in the artwork itself. And Sam, I must say, before we forget, that every single person who comes to Arte Italia first to see our exhibits, to understand the magnitude of this work, will be presented a free voucher to walk down the street and essentially visit Nevada Museum of Art, free of charge, to view La Bella.
And that's quite extraordinary. This exhibit goes is ongoing now through November 20th of this year.
Correct.
So if folks want to come up from Southern Nevada to view this, because it is really extraordinary, you have plenty of time to get your tickets on Southwest, and it's only an hour to get up here. One of the things that we've talked about last year, and I'd like to just expand on it a little bit more, is the opportunity to generate tourism for this kind of thing, because this is only being shown in three places in the United States, correct?
It's a major coup that Reno, Nevada was able to secure this work of art. And it happened because every moment in time has meaning. And our chairman traveled all the way to Venice to see a friend, Alvise Casalatti, perform to be a guest conductor at the 100th anniversary of the reunification of Italy. And while there, lo and behold, he was joined by other FIAC, Foundation for Italian Arts and Culture, members, including its founder, Ambassador Bodini. The fact that our chairman had traveled to see this conductor, our friend, who also serves on the FIAC board, was monumental. And so, Reno was tapped by this outstanding organization whose sole mission, Sam, is to perpetuate fine Italian culture to underserved communities. So we certainly respect and relish that fine opportunity we have to welcome once again an extraordinary work of art.
I wanted, you know, we've already talked about, you know, food, art, helping the homeless and the hungry.
Yes.
But now you're also expanding this into working with the university. Explain a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes. We know that These have been trying times, and Northern Nevadans have been tested within the financial domain as well as our cultural resolute. And we wanted to celebrate what's good about Northern Nevada. We have a jewel of a university. We have an amazing football team. They wear blue. La Bella wears blue. So we conjured up this merging of the art of football and the art of portraiture. And we are calling this campaign, we will roll it out next week, The Beauty and the Beast. And I think secretly, maybe Wolfie is slightly smitten with La Bella. Who knows? But during every home game week, from Wednesday through Friday, people who visit Arte Italia not only will receive a voucher to visit the Nevada Museum of Art to see La Bella, they will also be eligible for a significant number of football tickets given to them free. We want to fill the stands. We want to fill a museum. We want to celebrate the joy of being in Northern Nevada.
Well, I think that's really quite remarkable. You and I have been having a lot of conversations over the last couple of years, and you constantly impress me with your passion, and I think this is just another extraordinary thing. Folks need to come up here to Northern Nevada and see the woman in a blue dress through November 20th. Thank you so much for all you do for our community.
My
we really appreciate
to be
it.
Here.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Technology make our lives better. Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nugget to win a mini a month and up to $40,000 instantly. Play Camp Win a Lot now through October.
So for fun that won't stop, do it here, do it right. Bring your friends, hit the top, and do the Nugget, and do the Nugget, and do the Nugget tonight.
It's the Super September Savings Event this month at JM Furniture. Save $150 on this 52-inch entertainment console at just $399. Or this glider rocker at $399 and matching ottoman at just $99. Or how about these His and Hers recliners at $499 and $399? Save up to $150 on these solid hardwood five-piece dining sets. And save $200 on this chocolate corduroy microfiber sectional. Don't miss the Super September savings all this month at JM Furniture.
A clever shopper would do a lot of research to figure out which car is best for their money. A really clever shopper would let someone else do the research. According to IntelliChoice, Toyota has the best overall value of any full-line brand. An easy choice, only better. And right now, you can get amazing 0% APR financing on 8 of your favorite Toyota models. Visit your Toyota dealer today. Toyota.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, just a couple of housekeeping things here real quick. Arte Italia, we'll put a link up at NevadaNewsmakers.com for you to be able to go there and check out all the information on getting those tickets, and the event itself is just phenomenal. And also, congratulations to the United States Senate for passing with unanimous consent the reauthorization of the Combating Autism Act. And so that will provide almost $700 million to help over the next couple of years with research. So personally, I'm thrilled about that. We've got a great PowerPundit panel, as always. Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Michael Hackett, Vice President of Auris Consulting, and Sean Carey, Consultant and Community Activist. Welcome to you all. Dick, the spotlight falls on you today. We've just seen such an extraordinary September in Northern Nevada. This last week, the street vibrations and sparks had a shooting at Jonasquaga's Nugget that was apparently a gang fight. What can you tell us and elaborate on from what we already know?
Well, we have what's called OMGs, outlaw motorcycle gangs, that are at each other's throats all the time. They don't get along well at all. And primarily it's the Hells Angels and the Vagos and the Mongols. And they were having problems before they ever came here. So there was effort put into keeping tabs on everybody. And even I understand at the Nugget that they had them set up so that they would be in different areas of the hotel casino so they could stay away from each other and enjoy their time, have a good time, and not have any issues. From everything we know right now, and it was in the paper this morning, is the Hells Angels president from California wandered over into the Vagos area and started giving them a hard time, and they wound up punching one of them, which set the whole thing off. And he's the one that wound up being shot and killed.
And he was also apparently pistol whipping people.
Yeah, there was, again, I don't want to get into a whole lot of the facts that were going on there, although most of it was in the paper this morning, because we plan on having a trial, assuming that the person who shot the president survives. We plan on bringing him back here to justice and having a trial. We believe we've identified him, and we'll go from there. You know, the way I go down every year, this year I missed, though, because I had a lot of things going on, but every year I go downtown, and I know most of these guys that ride for the various clubs, and they know me, for sure, and there's no problems. We talk, we joke around, I go around, look at the bikes, I look at the exhibits. Everything usually stays pretty mellow, pretty cool. This year was a surprise to have that happen here, and I think that there are going to be steps made to try to ensure that that does not happen here again.
Before I bring the other guys in, just one more quick question about this. Is there not intelligence that is available that we might have known that something like this would happen because we saw what happened in Laughlin and in other areas?
We had intelligence that there were issues going on between these gangs, but there's issues going on between them most of the time. And you got to remember all the other people that come in here, too. All the mom-and-pop motorcycle riders, all the other clubs. We have police officer, law enforcement clubs come in. There's clubs from all walks of life come in here. 2 years ago, this was the fourth largest motorcycle gathering in the country. Last year, we were sixth largest. I don't know where we were this year, but we had a lot of bikes and a lot of riders in here. So we have one incident that happens. We've got to keep it all in perspective. Law enforcement was aware there was some tension there, but nobody was expecting this to blow up in the middle of Sparks Nugget. And that is probably the thing that offended me the most. They want to shoot each other, go out in the hills and shoot each other. We'll take care of it from there, but not downtown with all of our citizens and everybody else. And that's the word I think we're going to put out to them. You want to come here and have fun? You want to come here and play? You want to come here and show off your bikes? Fine. You're welcome. You want to come here and cause trouble? Stay home, because we're not going to put up with it.
Michael, what was your response to the shooting? And this is in the wake of seeing the shooting in Carson City just a few weeks ago, and then the horrible crash at the air races.
Well, when you couple them with those other events, this is certainly the last thing we needed, because we're still reeling from those two previous events in Carson City and at the Reno air races. My initial reaction was from the perspective of people who attend these events, and how are they going to be kept out of harm's way, and making sure that the public is protected from these turf wars that are going on here. And actually, I'd like to say to Mr. Gammack, I appreciate him for calling these groups what they are, which is gangs, because every media reference I've seen to has been a motorcycle club, the Vagos Motorcycle Club, the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. If these are clubs, I'm having a real hard problem with that. But, you know, obviously that's the paramount concern, is how do you protect the public from this? And hearing Mr. Gammack speak just now, too, the question I would have is, what precautions can be taken to make sure that this doesn't happen again? And how do you keep these gangs isolated from the people who really want to come and enjoy these events?
I'm going to hold off and let Dick respond to that and get Sean's perspective here before we run out of time.
I think the most important thing is that, just like the district attorney was saying, I mean, we need to figure out exactly the way that we can at least have a public attempt to prevent these sorts of things from happening in the future, because there is no question, I mean, these people don't like each other, and these things do happen at all the different events all over the country, but we just need to make sure that we're taking a public stance to try and minimize them as much as possible for the safety of the people that really aren't involved in this.
And both of you seem to be taking the position that this is not something we should look at and cancel, but something we should fix.
No, and I agree with that. And I think, I know there's a big motorcycle rally going on in Las Vegas this weekend, and I'm sure they're going to be watching that very closely to see if there's any kind of reprisal of this turf war and how that plays out.
Over the past few years, if we were to cancel every special event that we have, if we were to every time there was an accident, if we were to cancel one of the special events because of it, we'd have no balloon races, we'd have no Hot August Nights, we'd have no Street Vibrations, we'd have no air races. I mean, what are we supposed to do? All just sit around at home and pray that nothing happens? I mean, we can't predicate our decisions based on based on small, or not small, but based on tragic incidents like this.
You get the last word, Dick.
Well, I hate to break it to people, but we're mortal. And there are no guarantees that they're going to be totally safe at everything they go do. Airplanes, the takeoff is optional, the landing's mandatory. Airplanes are going to fall down. Unfortunately, it fell down and killed 11 people this time, but those things are going to happen. So life is full of risk, but what we'll do, we do the best we can to try to protect people the best we can, but walk out here in the street and see if you don't get run over.
So I've got one quick question
for
you.
There are issues.
And we don't have a lot of time.
Shoot.
There are some conspiracy theorists out there who are saying that at this point that the actual number of people who died at the air race is higher than the number that's been officially released. What's your quick response to that?
My quick response is I'm going to trust the people who are the experts in this and who did the investigation. There may have been. I've seen crashes like this before, and it's tough to sort all that out. There may be more people there, but at least what we have available to us today from the people that did the scene and the medical examiner is that we had 11 people die there. DNA and all the other things that are going to be done, there could be other remains found that may increase that, but at this time, we've had 11 people killed there.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you, gentlemen. Thoughtful discussion. We'll be right back.
Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and special honors on News 4. News 4's Class Act, a proud partnership with United Federal Credit Union.
Do you suffer from arthritis pain? There's a research study in your area for people with arthritis who are also at risk for heart disease. Participants receive study-related medical care, checkups, and arthritis medication, all at no cost. You must have had arthritis for at least 6 months and take medication daily or most of the time. You must also have or be at risk for heart disease. Call 1-877-865-0001 or visit arthritisheartstudy.com today.
Come on down to the September Auto Fair going on now at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from at amazing discounts during this event. And get no payments until February of next year. Buy with zero money down and payments as low as $150 per month. We welcome all types of credit situations during this event, and interest rates are as low as 1.25%. Don't miss the biggest automotive event of the season, the September Auto Fair, going on now at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Agent P, it has been reported that the cast of Phineas and Ferb are putting on a live show. Can you confirm?
Everyone's favorite TV show is hitting the stage. In Disney's Phineas and Ferb, the best live tour ever.
Let's put on the most awesome stage show and make it totally live.
Does that mean I'm the star?
All of my dreams will come true.
Catch it right in your hometown.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are putting on a live stage show.
Tickets start at $15, playing one day only on October 9th at the Lawler Event Center. Get your tickets today at ticketswest.com.
As always, you can watch the Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the mayor of Reno, Bob Cashel, will be here. See you.